July 21, 1851, Ballston Spa, New York. Letter to Abram A. Dodge and Caroline Dodge. Plans for publishing in Saratoga Springs, New York, and for the publication of Ellen White's first book. Dear brother and sister Dodge, I now sit down to address you a few lines. The reason I have not written before is that my time has been improved. I have been writing out the visions for publication and expected them to be out sooner, and then you could have them in print. But as the first paper is delayed, and you will be anxious to learn something of our calculations, I will wait no longer. After you left us, we began to inquire of the Lord what He would have us to do, or where we should publish. And it was shown me in vision that James Springer White, must lay his hand to the work and strive to open the way. And if the way should bend before him, he must remain. But if it was shut up and did not open, we must go elsewhere. James has been doing as God showed me he must do, and the way has opened before him, so that the first paper will be off today and will be folded and in the office tomorrow morning. He does his publishing at Saratoga, 9 miles, 14 kilometers, from here. We have not yet got a house. We shall get one as soon as possible near the springs, where it will be only a few miles from the printing office. We expect our friends this week from Maine, and in about 3 weeks shall be entirely settled, if not before. After we parted with you and came to Brother Thompson's, Jesse Thompson, we felt a great interest for this family, especially the children. And Tuesday morning, we felt agony of soul for them. We felt that God must work for them, and our earnest, united prayers ascended within the second veil. We claimed the promises for them, and for the first time, their voices were heard in prayer. They had a good time that morn. And now they generally pray morning and evening. God is at work for them. Praise His holy name. There is a stir all around here since the conference reports are being carried. Evil, of course. Some are anxious to hear for themselves and will come to the meetings. The visions trouble many. They know not what to make of them. We shall have the visions published in pamphlet form, and if all the particulars are not published in the pamphlet that I saw at Brother Cushman's, Horace Cushman, and if you desire it, I can write it off for you. As it was coming out so soon in the pamphlet, I thought that you would not wish me to write them all off for you. We now think that you can have the book in about 4 weeks. You must write us upon the reception of this. Do not delay. We want much to hear from you. My health has been quite poor for a short time. The heat affects me, and I have had a very distressing turn of losing my breath. I am weak still, but better than I have been. James's health is the same as when you saw him. We are longing to be delivered from this body of suffering and put on a glorious immortality. Be strong in the Lord, dear friends. Hold fast whereunto you have attained. Much love to those dear friends I saw at Camden, New York, and all the saints that I have not seen. Tell them to exercise strong and living faith in God, and be united strongly with each other, and not be easily tried. Where there is union, there is strength. Be firm and valiant for God and His cause. I should love to see you all, and perhaps we may before Jesus comes. The truth is triumphing, and will still triumph, more and more. Be sure and write us, all of you, and we will try to answer your letters. Your sister in much love and great haste.